welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I was playing Gloolgulp Bubble Grunt. And I'm joined, as always, by...
our player, not DeLuga, Hoofs McStuffin.
And I'm Ryan, and I have been abjectly defeated.
In the best.
Absolutely fuck you guys.
What are you talking about?
In the stupidest possible way.
Animal friendship? When does that spell ever be a problem for people?
Well,
the same time it became a problem that I use locate object.
Yep.
There were so many stupid first level spells that somehow completely fucked me. I can't believe.
Locate animals?
Well, locate animals was like, whatever. You're going to find the thing down there anyway. It obviously made it a lot easier for you to find it. But god damn it. Animal friendship on my boss?
Who befriends a mimic?
The mimic was so stupid. That was just like a fun little trap down there. I love throwing a mimic in just for funsies.
And we knew Perpivalus was going to try and touch it.
100%.
I was totally going to open it, Perpivalus.
I cannot believe how quickly... Sometimes when you're DMing, you can just see like, oh, I'm about to get whomped. It was like being on a roller coaster and being like, animal friendship. No, I have bad wisdom saves. Ah! So I just careened toward like absolute trouble. That Great White was so strong. He did like 20 points of damage on the bites. Yeah, he had advantage with the blood frenzy.
Two thirds of my HP in one fight.
I was going to fuck you guys up so bad with him.
Yeah, you were probably going to kill us.
Yeah, that was the plan. I was going to kill you guys. And then have Perpibulus return home
somehow. Oh, that's so cool. Oh, you should have told us ahead of time.
Nope, now you're hamstrung with Hoofs and friggin' Gloolgulp.
I am so hamstrung.
It's going to be so funny if Rich doesn't listen to this. And then way down, it's just, all right, Mark, introduce your characters. Yeah, Hoofs is here.
Gloolgulp.
Maybe I'll like... maroon Theo on an island or something, and you guys can swap characters for a little bit for like a shipwreck arc. I can't believe how bad that went for me. Not for the I'm sure as a podcast it was very fun to listen to, but god damn it. My big battle. I was like, oh, like
totally negated.
There were all these mechanics for like
we
you
do
guys
that to you so often.
So often you guys find the weirdest workaround to a fight. There were all these mechanics for you guys would have to like swim through the broken pieces of the ship.
To avoid the shark?
Yeah, you guys all failed your perception checks. So I was like, oh, I get a free bite on them. Fuck them. And then animal friendship.
Let's all and be then friends. Instead of inking, Hoofs is like, well, no, we're best buds. And now Gary, Hoofs, and Jebediah Finn live with the Kuator in
also,
the north.
It weirdly forced my hand too because... the two squids were going to be kind of friendly, but I was like, they're going to be assholes now to like counteract the shark situation. God. Yeah. This is my advice to all those DMs out there. Read your players' spell lists and then plan accordingly.
Well, I'm like, we got to find Gongilla, so I need animal friendship stuff.
Yeah, that was my whole thing was like, all right, well, we're going to have to befriend this stupid animal.
You know what's funny, too? I was flirting with having it be like a genie down there or something.
And we wish for Gongilla, and then he just shits out two squids.
Yeah, that was like...
Perpivalus is so stupid.
That was in the draft.
Genies always fuck you.
I wanted to do like a big shark fight underwater.
Oh.
But...
maybe save it for next time.
I'll make sure that the Dicey crew gets attacked by a shark at some point. But yeah, that thing was like a real motherfucker. That would have really been pretty deadly, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could have been bad.
God damn it. You guys really fucked me. That was great.
Now I need to know of a Gloolgulp.
Yeah.
No, Gloolgulp.
Isn't he your character?
I know. Hold on. Let me look at the sheet.
You guys got to stop.
Kuatoas have stupid names. I don't know what to tell you.
You guys got to stop using that Kuatoa name generator.
Gloolgulp.
You're lucky I picked the easiest one for Toluga. Ploop, ploop, ploop.
That was the easiest one?
Yeah. If you look at the name list,
I listed like four. And one was blah, 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 blah.
Man, that went bad.
But anyways, we need to know if Gloolgulp made it out of the Tidagol attack.
Oh, I guess that's a good point.
Oh, what about Hoofs?
Well, we already established Hoofs up. His Hoofs is up in the north.
I was going to say, I think Hoofs just is a legend on the wind.
I would imagine after...
I was a Kuatoa.
After you guys dropped off...
Hoofs left with the
Gongilla.
Sharks.
Yeah, Gongilla, you guys would have left on the boat, maybe.
No, I left with the sharks.
You're just riding a great white into the distance. Man, that one's so south.
My character is loyal to his ship, not his crew, so...
Yeah.
My character's loyal to his sharks and the legends of his wonderful name.
I really, like, I went into full, like, panic mode down there. I was like, oh, no. What do I do? Thank God that the fucking giant octopus stat block had a little bit more intelligence than the shark.
I know, it would have ended that super quickly.
Yeah.
Thank God that mantis got whomped.
I was just trying to like fly at one person pretty much.
He just like sidestepped and trampled his ass.
I know. Well, I used the dolphin stat block for him. There was no mana ray one I could find.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, right? There's like a cloak of the mana ray is in the game, but no mana ray.
No cloak of dolphin.
Yeah.
Wow. I gotta slip out of the voice.
It's that was fun. Fucking insane.
It's so stupid.
It's like a part of me is like, man, that was anticlimactic. But also at the same time, I think there is something really, really fun about watching a DM just get totally fucked, which is like great. Damn, that was crazy. I can't believe how poor.
Now we sail off.
I guess
theoretically years.
Yeah, maybe. I probably should have taken more opportunity attacks when you're doing a little charge attack, but I just. At that point, I was already.
I assumed I was away. Well, I guess the second one I did on the square.
Yeah. But I mean, you were fine anyway, pretty much. And they were rolling. I was rolling like dog shit, pretty much. Weirdly enough, the saving throws I was kind of okay on, but
wasted all the good rolls on that captain, the Baron.
I love how you were like, you set up for privilege to be the one who wets Gongilla. I'll take care of it.
Yeah. That's why it's all dried out.
He immediately forgot about it.
And it's just crumbling when they come to shore.
Yep.
Which is good, because you don't want those things getting too fucking feisty.
Yeah.
They kind of hate us.
Well, they blew up, so that's kind of...
I meant on the travel home.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
You mean they birthed a new god.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Bleebly.
I cannot believe animal friendship. I don't think I've ever seen anyone use that spell.
Because it's useless of you normally. Yeah,
because like typically the only people who even have it are like druids who can already usually talk to a creature. So they can kind of like persuasion their way through it a lot of the time. But forcefully making a giant great white shark your friend is
my
so
best
funny.
Friend.
Gary.
Gary the great white. We're going to...
A much more suitable mount for a centaur.
Yeah. You can just stand on him and zoom around.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, once again, it's like with no rich here to like rein any of this in, it is a fully off the rails roller coaster on fire. It's just like, damn. I got got hard.
There's no planning for us.
Hey, I came prepared for a change.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made a character that was useful for once.
Yeah, me too. A seafaring centaur.
Stupid packaging, but it still worked.
Yeah, it did work pretty well, actually. And like, it is funny because I feel like I'm pretty like easy as a DM a lot of the time. I'll let you do a lot of stupid shit. And those are the things that never actually fuck me up.
Yeah.
If I'm like, I feel like let a rule be a little loose or I'll let you do like an extra two up and fighting thing. That doesn't actually fuck me up. It is when you guys did an actual by the book spell that I could not get myself out of that actually screwed me.
I follow the rules here.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So dumb.
You're lucky I kept forgetting to add that extra D8 of damage whenever I'd hit.
Yeah, that was cool.
Shouldn't have let me read my character.
Good Lord.
I know, we kind of whipped these together quickly.
I know. Well, yeah, for those at home, we found out that our poor Richard had the Rona about, what, like 3 days ago or something. Yeah. So we had not a lot of time to get this thing ready.
It's a good thing. Yeah, these were supposed to be regular old Dicey Situations recording days.
Yeah. But you got some gold today, folks.
Yeah, this is fun. I hope you all enjoy it.
Yeah, we'll probably, I think we gotta do some more one-shots.
Yeah,
really fun.
For sure.
I think also it's nice too to kind of mix up, kind of break up the flow of the podcast a little bit.
Yeah, get to be because a of lot the more slow, loose.
Yeah, because of the slow, I mean the short notice too. We try to get Eric back in for an episode.
I know, that'd be great.
But
we got another guest that I was hoping to do, maybe pop in, but he left for Thailand today, so not an option. I gotta really, really prep this the next one better.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? This went well.
Super well.
Bubble grunting
bastards
are now canonically wherever the hell they are.
Yep. In the north.
In the north.
Would bubble grunt go with hoofs?
Yeah. We're pretty tight.
Yeah, you guys had a
you sail off, friendship. I ride off into the...
Follow my ship.
Yeah, the SS Barnacle.
Yeah, the SS Barnacles. On head the, north to see the other Kuotoa camp.
And the SS mm-hmm. Gary Jebediah.
We can always use more ships.
Well, that's what I just call.
And I imagine we get there
Jebediah.
Pretty smoothly, because I don't have frivolous
fucking also, up my I'm riding a giant great white shark. I don't think anything's going to mess with us.
Definitely not.
I love doing Pripribilis's diary.
That, like, that was really fucking
killed me. Dear diary.
Dear diary. Pretty crazy day on the high seas.
Well, I mean, now that you fucking put that into the ether.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do Pripribilis diary from prison check-ins.
Yeah.
And situational awareness from now on.
Dear diary. Man, is this bed uncomfortable. I mean, come on. Give me a break. It's a stone slab.
It would also be funny if you guys, like, just find that item somewhere in the world. Pripribilis's diary.
It was really fun getting to play him again for a little bit. Really,
he's so
that.
Stupid.
He's so stupid. So I think, I mean, I don't know when this is going to come out.
Depends.
Will we have enough to get us through arc 3?
I don't know.
If we record next week?
If we were...
Like I said, I'm going to do Saturday
Let's
next
do some
week.
Podcast math
Let
here.
Me do the calendar.
Yeah.
The calendar. Yeah.
Gonna have right. to do some marathon recording soon, I think.
So, that.
It's like we're binge studying.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so if we record next week, we can save this.
Okay.
Little bonus fun.
So, I think this will probably be coming out after Arc 3's conclusion.
Yeah, ideally. Which is nice.
Yeah, a little
break. Instead
breakup.
Of in the middle.
Yeah. Arc 3 also didn't have a guest, so this is like a cool way to break up the flow of the show a little bit before we get some guests in.
Yeah.
Depending on when this came out, I hope Arc 3 ended cool.
Hopefully DeLuga's still alive.
Yeah. DeLuga That's true. It would be really funny if like Arc 3 somehow ends in like a player death. It's like super emotional and dark, and then we're like, come to the high seas! Woo! Come get
I'm
one Hooks shot.
McStuffin. I'm handsome Fabio top half with a beautiful horse back half.
Yeah, I don't want to jinx it, so I'm not gonna even like do bits right now about what could happen, but
I don't like that.
I fully believe Tuluga will probably die, if anyone.
If Tuluga dies, how's Hoofs feel about being a foster dad?
You'll have to find him first. God knows how many children he has.
I haven't really...
I know, with that face.
It would be pretty crazy if we had a player death. I mean, like, that's always a thing that can happen in this game.
I mean,
but
I always assume it's going to be Tuluga because I have the lowest AC and HP.
Monk is
My
tough.
AC's not great either.
Well, I got 17 now, but I have no way to mitigate damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a higher AC than me.
Yeah, but I have no way to mitigate damage.
Yeah, you can rage, though. That really does help a lot.
Yeah, and I now have shield and silvery barbs.
Yeah, you have ways to also prevent it.
Yeah. I do love that Glebnor has become like a full anime protagonist. Green Flame Blade! Just like, it's so dumb with your Zom.
You leave my Zom alone. Everybody stop looking at it!
Everyone, look at Glebnor's Zom!
Yeah, it is. The energy shift of just the two of you is crazy. I feel like I'm being held at gunpoint. It's just like two psychos let loose, just like, and now we're best friends with the shark, just prodding me.
Well, I was yes-handing someone.
Just
improv. We can't be trusted.
Really twisting your hand.
Goddamn, that fucking Roger Claude's voice really got me, too.
I'm so happy I didn't choose to do that for Glebnor.
I know. How's your throat feeling, by the way?
It's scratchy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some dynamite character voices, character choices.
Can't wait to come back to Hoofs at some point.
Yeah.
We meet him in person.
I mean, we got to plop him up north, right?
Yeah.
That's the only way
to do it. Yeah. You have to like charter a tugboat out. That'll be out there, probably.
That can be our one shots, the adventure of Hoofs and... And bubble grunt.
You could just call
up north.
Maybe everybody's favorite Kenku
runs into
the shadow, comes across them at some point.
I think they're
in the ocean,
probably an opposite, honestly, opposite ends of the continent. I don't think I've ever given you guys a map. I have the map in my head.
Okay. But, great. That helps us.
Windmere is on basically the northwest of the map.
Okay.
And the island chain is on the northeast off the coast.
So we just got to go enough.
All the way around. Yeah. I haven't actually decided what's on the other side of Iona. So,
well, time to start thinking.
That'll be campaign two. Yeah. Probably. We'll do a whole new continent.
And a whole other god.
You guys can never have too many gods.
You guys can't do this to me twice. I can't do a We're Becoming Gods campaign twice. I need regular dudes. Regular dudes next time.
What's wrong with god makers?
It's very interesting narratively to try to make a way that feels right.
I mean, it doesn't feel right.
It feels crazy.
Make a regular dude? I have to be some kind of monstrosity or goofy
me too,
animal?
No, yeah. I could just make a human named Human.
Yeah, Human.
Yeah.
Have you ever played a human?
No.
Why would you?
Closest I got was dwarf.
I played a human a bunch of times. I actually really like being the like normal looking dude with a bunch of monsters. That always like cracks me up.
It's in a world where you can be a monster. Why would you ever pick guy?
I just think
or
like
girl,
because like comedically to me, it's very funny to be very like
Bleedly.
Yeah, it is funny.
He's
to be
just the guy who's with a giant slime and a fish.
The straight man is like a tough role, but it is very very fun to play sometimes.
Yeah.
Also, humans, variant humans, get the extra feet, so I'm trying to get real. But, you know.
Wow.
It's nice. Sometimes it's good.
I'll take dark vision.
I also really
almost
like
across the board.
Eberron has a couple of like marked races where you have like a little weird tattoo that comes with some extra magic spells and stuff. And the human ones are pretty cool. There's like Mark of Making, so you're like super good at crafting.
Oh, cool.
There's Mark of the Sentinel, which you're just like really good at taking damage for people. So there's cool ways to do it. I know some people too that like they've run campaigns where like it's just humans. I don't think I could ever do that. I just love the weird variety.
I gotta be a monster, man. Yeah.
I'm gonna be five snakes in a trench coat and I can't.
Yeah. I think in cartoons, I think. So for me, I want a crazy cast of characters where I can picture them all as like really goofy. And Iona is so goofy. Like it's always like a weird animal person or a strange little creature guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's so few humans.
Yeah. Well, Magria will.
Have we come across a human?
I think I described that there are humans like in the crowd.
Yeah.
In Brandini. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because Magria is mostly human.
We've seen that.
It's also lots
of Tidagol, too.
It's weird.
Yeah. Tidagol had a couple. But yeah, they just kind of don't really. I don't think I've had like many human NPCs, if any.
No, it's all dwarves and fish.
I went ham on dwarves to start the campaign off because I love them, and I want it to be very clear, like, dwarves are kind of the cornerstone of the lore in this world, so we started very dwarf-heavy. But Magria will be fun. We'll really get into some of the other ones. I think we'll probably be seeing some elves, maybe?
Oh, shit. I've been wondering when they were going to show up.
Are they also going to all be dry?
That's a Gammy Green exclusive.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, you could do destroy water in the air around some elves, I guess.
I'm going to destroy water that elf.
Yep.
And make them Gammy Green.
Let's dry them all out.
Just so dry. So dry.
Well, that was fun as hell, guys. I'm happy we recorded this today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We needed to.
We literally needed to fill some time. Mark, take us out.
Well, I appreciate you guys joining us on our high seas adventure for our goofballery. And hopefully next time you join us, we will be back on track on dicey situations. And as always, make sure you rate and review and subscribe and click the little bells and whistles and whatever the hell else does that tells you when we're recording. And when I say recording, I mean episodes be dropping. Otherwise, we won't be able to rebuild the house. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.